time to hustle, America. Roll up our sleeves and make dreams happen. Midwest Momentum brings you stories of CEOs, startups, product development, and founders doing whatever it takes to make their big idea happen. Midwest Momentum is supported by Big Kitty Labs and produced by G&R Media. Here's Midwest Momentum hosts, Dan Rockwell and Michelle Gatchel.
Dan, hey, it's Midwest Momentum.
Back up at the Midwest Momentum Show. What? Michelle, what do you got for me?
You know, I want to kind of do like a little Midwest Momentum wrap and some business news wrap too, because the momentum is insane.
Yeah.
So let's start off with the big story. Amazon is entering the generative AI race. Have you heard about Bedrock?
I have not heard about it, and I usually know about things, and you brought something new to me. So what do you got?
6 hours ago, it was announced today. So, you know, I'm breaking news for you.
You beat me by 6 hours.
I beat you by 6 hours. So it's thrown its hat into the ring.
Yeah.
Rather than build AI models entirely by themselves, they're recruiting third parties to host models on AWS. So it's kind of cool. They've got some third-party companies that have created templates, it sounds like, that we can start with and then use the AI function that AWS has to create your own AI. Mm-hmm. And I kind of love this. The Vasi Philemon, the VP of Generative AI at AWS, he told TechCrunch, because this article is from TechCrunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, TechCrunch. In a phone interview, he says, "We think every application out there can be reimagined with generative AI." What do you think, Dan?
Yes. Actually, AI is going to actually be integrated in every company going forward at sort of the base level. And a lot of people are going to say, like, not my company. But it's the akin to optimization. You know, what if I could give you 30% margin or another additional 50% margin or potentially a 100% margin because of the optimization that AI can apply. So and AI isn't depersonalizing business. It's actually making it more robust. It's making it more intuitive in a lot of ways. So it's a huge opportunity. I love seeing Amazon a little late to the party on that, Amazon. We would expect our Amazon overlords to be a little forward thinking. However, we do understand that they're largely a shopping store and data company afterwards.
They've been growing into this because last November, Stability AI selected AWS as its preferred cloud provider.
Yes.
And in March, Hugging Face and AWS collaborated to bring you a text generating form of AI.
Yep.
So they've been adding the pieces to make this happen.
Yep.
I think it's exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
I can't wait to try it myself.
Yeah, very exciting.
So that's our first kind of story that I think is big that, you know, those that want to play in the AI world are going to be able to check this out.
And this other piece down here at the end, where they talk about services like Replicate.
Yes.
Replicate is a really cool cloud development execution platform for code. It's very easy to learn. And there's a lot of things that are happening, like on the Google side, you know, between Microsoft has got a play on this, Amazon has their play, Google has their play, Apple has their play, Walmart has their play. It's going to be exciting, and we haven't even seen the world of augmented reality play out in its fullest level, which is just around the corner. So exciting stuff. What else do you got for me?
Well, if we head to Michigan, one of our Midwest states,
absolutely,
the Grand Rapids Business Journal has an article called "Michigan Venture Capital Investment Activity Falls 25% in First Quarter."
Yeah.
So, you know, this, I'm not sure if this is alarming to me or not, because I think there's other ways to get funding. But for them, Michigan recorded 39 venture capital deals in January to March of 2022.
Yep.
And then this month or this year, it was, I mean, that was this year, but last year it was 52.
Yeah.
So, gosh, there's been a big drop. However, it seems like a big drop. But if you look at the money, it's a different story.
Mm.
So the 52 only amounted to 388 some million.
Right.
And the 39 added up to 504 million. Mm. A big, huge chunk of that, though, is 300 million went to one company called Our Next Energy. And it's a Novi-based automotive battery startup company.
Mm.
I think we're going to be hearing a lot more from them.
Yeah.
That just happened in February. So they're about to do big things.
Yeah. And this whole region is starting to blow up in terms of a lot of EV battery. You know, Honda's putting in a new plant in, a lot of new players putting in a plant in. This $300 million investment for our next energy, very huge in terms of startups. That's huge. In terms of the decline of investments, that's a little bit surprising, but then again, you know, we're in a recession, we're going into a recession, we have inflation, we know people have less disposable cash, and that's definitely impacting the startups in the space. And I think you should expect, startup capitals to sort of fluctuate right now because of the uncertainty that's kind of unfolding. And we have an election coming up, so there's going to be a lot of noise in the channel that's not going to make it clear. But let's make one thing clear, which is basically anybody working on AI related startups definitely has there's more than 10 or 15 or 20 different venture capitalists hanging out in the parking lot waiting for you if you have an AI solution. And this is especially true for people in the Midwest that actually have been in business for say 20 or 30 years doing X, right? You guys actually, and gals, you actually have a lot of potential in what you have because you have foundational knowledge as to how you got there. You're a prime candidate for AI optimization. So that's something to think about.
I got a story out of Inside Indiana Business from Jerry Dick. And you know what? Mm-hmm. This story I found really interesting because it's like a kind of a story of a Midwest company stealing from another. Mm. They're Chicago resident Mark Ward. He is the founder of Socian Technologies, which is a drone company, drone startup. He went to an event called the Generator 5G Technology Startup in Indiana last year. And was so excited about the growth in Indiana for startups and how easy, you know, they were very easy to work with. He's moved his whole company there.
That's awesome.
Landed an offer for $3.8 million in tax credits from the Indiana Economic Development Corp. So he's really, he's expanding and he's moving to Indiana from Illinois. I mean, I don't know. That's the Illinois-Indiana fight there.
Well, you know, I think one thing that people should think about is right now, a lot of states in the Midwest, especially cities, but they're offering tax incentives for economic development. What this usually means is they'll sort of forego your taxes, maybe say for the first 2 years, or maybe they'll give you credits for every hire that you bring on to sort of apply to the taxes. So it's a smart incentive for Indiana to do, and they need to attract, you know, these larger companies. I mean, this is a very, very cool sort of 5G tech related company. This would be very interesting.
Yeah. And just last month, he got a $2 million round in seed funding. So by the end of this year, Ward said he expects to have more than 30 full-time employees. And according to the deal between Socion and the Indianapolis Economic Development Center, the company can earn a full amount allocated state tax credit of for 155 new Indiana jobs. That's kind of cool, by 2026. So he's already got his growth plan, you know, for the next 3 years.
It's interesting. And it's this is also along the sides of drone technology. It's a super explosive space. So very cool.
Yeah. So that good story, even though I feel bad that one Midwest state is stealing from the other.
It happens a lot. You're seeing people go from city to city. You know, people in the Midwest are always initially told that if you're going to raise money, you got to go to California or you got to go to Boston. You know what I mean? So it's good to see state to states battle it out.
This next story is out of Ohio. And I don't know if you remember last year, we interviewed the CEO of the National Federation of Independent Business for Ohio. Well, they just announced that they have a new director named Chris Ferruso.
Cool.
And that's kind of exciting. You know, I love following NFIB because they kind of share what legislation is affecting small businesses. It'll be interesting to see. This guy has actually worked with them for years.
Cool.
So it'll be interesting to see what his take is and how he's looking out for Ohio small businesses.
Yeah. I love stuff like that. I mean, there's so many you got to right now keeping an eye on the latest bills and the changes in policy is so critical. There's a lot of things, like for example, in the Inflation Act and other things. There's so many benefits that government money is coming down the pipe. Now, a lot of people will see that as government waste. We should say no. We should say, you know, if we can update the infrastructure of our areas, right? Especially broadband. Broadband's getting injected into the forest, ruralest parts of the Midwest. Why? Because we can enable those infrastructures and bring them up to date. We can have a better economy. Yeah, very cool.
What's on Twitter, Dan?
What's trending on Twitter, people? Hey, everybody. Thanks back for my big segment on what's trending on Twitter. Well, the first big thing that's trending on Twitter is Wonder Dynamics. What is Wonder Dynamics?
I wonder.
Wonder Dynamics is this crazy new company that is making special effects in film like magic. Like you can do it at home. And what it does is you take a camera out and you can film your friend walking down the street. Just walking down the street, and then you take that clip and you put it in the software and you identify your friend, and the computer goes, oh, I recognize that person at that height. I recognize all their bones in motion. Okay, what do you want to do? I want to replace the person that I filmed and instead make it look like an alien. And they exactly duplicate the whole body kinetics of what the human did, but replace it with whatever imaginative, creative, crazy thing you want. So in this case, they put like an alien on it, or this guy is a running, looks like a hot dog guy running. And it's like perfect in the shot.
It's kind of cool because, yes. You know, you used to have to put on the whole motion suit.
This whole
dance, and then it would like take your moves in the computer.
Yeah.
But now we're just taking video of somebody moving.
Correct.
And it is taking that and making it an animated figure.
Yes. And that we should understand what that really means in film production. We just leapfrogged over probably a 40-year-old industry in trying to figure out how to do mocap, right?
Yeah.
We just took 40 years of R&D in American cinema history and did boom. And now it is literally a button that you click and you can change it. Now, of course, the service will cost money and everything else. But the level of this technology, and this is the key thing about Midwest Momentum when we go over these technologies and trends, is the technology itself opens the gateway for the enablement of the ideas that come after it. So this technology is just showing you, one, how easily reality can be generated, at the same time as showing you the massive flexibility. The other key thing to remember right now, too, is that this is all about having the camera that you hold, right?
Uh-huh.
And you film it. Well, pretty soon we're going to have a real-time camera in our face because we're going to have goggles. We're going to have augmented reality glasses. And this means that while I'm looking at you, I could actually switch the settings and make it look like you are perfectly Daffy the Duck. And you would be perfectly Daffy the Duck in this meeting. You wouldn't might not know it because I turned Daffy Duck settings on. But the thing is that it would be picture perfect, like shadows, everything.
You know,
it's just amazing.
What I'm thinking right now is, you know how we see all these live action, like recaptures of a Disney film, like, you know, they did The Little Mermaid recently, right? It would be a lot easier to do that because I could just go through the motions of even cooking a meal.
Right.
And you take that
and you replace
it. All of a sudden I become this really cute Pomsky puppy.
Exactly.
And so I'm cooking my meal.
Right. And the funny thing is that that's not going to be at the barrier of Hollywood. That's going to be in your hands, meaning that you'll be able to do it with your kids and you'll be able to share that kind of joy and crazy side of magic. You know what I mean? Like this is bringing that magic of storytelling. It's going to allow us to tell more stories because the tools are getting more creative because the whole composition tells a story, the tone of the voice, the how the camera was shot, why that choice of the alien or whatever. You know what I mean? There's so many layers of the story, and it's just super exciting. So that's one of the big things that's blowing up on Twitter right now.
I like it.
Yep.
Wonder Dynamics, people. The website is wonderdynamics.com.
Wonderdynamics.com. The other big crazy thing that's blowing up the Twitter right now, it's going to be a little harder to search online, but it's called AutoGTP, or also called the auto AIs, or the latest generation of AI. So auto GTP is sort of this trend of
auto GPT.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it's this trend of basically taking the current AIs that we're having fun with, right? Now, if you're questioning yourself and saying, wait a minute, Dan, I'm not familiar with these AIs you're talking about. Yes, you are. We've been talking about them all the time. So you should be checking out bard.google.com. That's Google Bard. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is called OpenAI. So you go to openai.com. You can check out the ChatGPT. But what is AutoGPT? Well, AutoGPT is taking the AI agent that you want and giving it instructions to, like, go and grab the news every morning, do this function with it, and then put it over here. So it's basically the AI is now becoming our Jarvis. We're in the Jarvis generation. Jarvis, yeah. Happening. We're in the generation of the holodeck. We're in the generation of Iron Man. We're in the generation of Next. It's super exciting. And that is a 2-minute segment on what's going on Twitter.
Yeah, I found that at least one story in the Indiana Express about the AutoGPT. Mm-hmm. So am I understanding this correctly? Mm-hmm. I could download AutoGPT onto my computer.
Well, yes and no. AutoGPT is kind of it's a hack off of OpenAI.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people doing, like, derivative works off of OpenAI because they have the developers
code it. Yep.
Yeah. People will probably mess with something. I just don't, a lot of these tools don't really have, like, a set website to go to sometimes. It's more about talking about what the thing is doing. There are some versions of AutoGPT. It's more indicative of a movement. You know what I mean?
Well, interestingly, I have a hedge fund friend who said that all his office is buzzing about utilizing this.
Yeah.
For perfect. Hedge fund information.
Yes, absolutely.
And perfect. I thought to myself, well, how could I use this?
Yes.
Like, could I send it out every day and find me stories correct. For the news, right?
Yeah, you could do that.
Or whatever. And I think people are going to have a lot of fun once this gets more mainstream.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Like, I use AI to read the news. I take an article online and I give it to Google Bard. And it summarizes the article for me.
Okay.
And then I can say things like, what's the story on this? Or what's the back history? You know, and sometimes the AI will remove the spin from an article, which is really refreshing to me. I don't get the bias. Instead, I get the facts and I get the past. So I can decide for myself, where it's at. Now, sometimes AI is known to hallucinate. This is a unique thing in technology. We're not used to this notion. Why would we hire an employee who's hallucinating half the time? Well, technology, in this particular case of AI, it's built in such a way to sort of leverage the notion of hallucination because it's going through a reasoning process. And sometimes it's compelled to try to give you an answer. And as such, it's very much like a nervous employee, and it may make up information, and that's not good. So AI is not perfect by any means. But if you have a business and you want to think about how to leverage AI, now is the time. Please give us a call.
614-679-7819.
Yeah.
You know, I'm diverging here a little bit.
Yeah, where are you going?
Oh, I'm talking about businesses that have sprung up because of new tech, right?
Mm-hmm.
And name, image, and likeness was something that came out last year. Or was it 2 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
And then in sports,
yeah.
Making it so that college kids
could monetize themselves.
Yeah, yep. Could take their name and put it on with Adidas.
Yep.
And start making money. And if you're a star in college,
right,
you're gonna make some money.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the people that are in sports that aren't as popular. Somehow we need to help them make money too. But
part of that's also based on the audience, like It's okay to have a small audience if they're dedicated, right? It's just as good as a massive audience. So in a lot of ways, Twitter and AI and these new tools and much of the new foundation of what the new technology stack is to work on is built on openness. It's built on the notion of a certain amount of transparency. And it's not transparency to sort of at the detriment of yourself. It's transparency so that you can get the acceleration of yourself.
Yeah.
Meaning that you're out there, you're being authentic, you have true character. You say what you're going to do, and then, you actually take jobs that are profitable, and you take jobs that you don't do because you don't want to maybe go in that direction or whatnot. You know what I mean? You make choices. And people are doing that in America, more so than ever.
They call this specific one that I'm talking about, Ohio State-related name and likeness collective, the 1870 Society, has launched a for-profit operation. There are a lot of companies in the last year that sprung up because of NIL, because of legislation that made this possible, right?
Yep.
And the same thing goes for CBD, right?
Mm-hmm.
When CBD was allowed to be sold, think of all the little shops that popped up and the businesses. I mean, we went to a convention at the Ohio State Fairgrounds.
Yeah, tons of them.
And I was amazed at the products that people have started up in businesses, from bags that you can buy to carry the stuff in that, you know, sniffing dogs won't find, to, just saying, to candles, to, you know, just all sorts of things you can, what are those things called?
There's the vapes.
Vapes, that's
right. Yeah, on the CBD side. With the
pretty little vapes.
Yep.
I even bought a salsa that had CBD in it. Like, who would think to put it in salsa? Yeah. But there's a guy in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's got a whole line of salsas with CBD in it. Awesome. Come on now.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love emerging industries that are creating a whole world of, like, all it takes is your mind's imagination.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and in this case, I mean, this is a great thing because, it's leveraging... it's a great play of fuel. There's a lot of fuel in sports. That means games are going to get played. And these kids are going to work on their plays and what they do, their brand. It's their player on the field. So this opportunity is good. Now, it can pose, the only bad side is it's gambling. So you got to navigate some of that because there is a little bit of sort of like the gamble, the worth of the person and that kind of stuff.
You have to get injured or whatever.
In a lot of ways, these kids are also getting exposed to like who to trust too, right?
Yeah.
Who's their agent, who to move on. So it's a powerful thing in Ohio. It's definitely thinking forward in regards to that. And a lot of people are looking at Ohio too to see how Ohio may approach legislation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of expand on that. So very cool.
I'm curious, what do you think the next emerging industry is going to be?
Well, I think the next big thing that will happen in Ohio is going to be infrastructure. Like, for example, charging stations. We're going to see a ton of charging stations pop up across. We're going to see a reemergence or sort of rethinking of truck stops in the area, or thinking about, I think we'll see a lot of mobility infrastructure projects. And that's mostly because the government is writing big checks for people to change the infrastructure which we're on. So there's big telehealth bills to make sure that we can get telehealth as far as out in the country as possible, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. And then AI. So between AI and augmented reality, which is coming.
And emerging.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to get noisier and stranger, but we're going to have like the ability to like look at a horse in our living room and it'll like be a real horse and it'll like have the shadows and everything. And then people will, like you'll have like, oh, that's your horse. Well, I've got Pony 3.0. I carry a pony with me wherever I go. Check it out. And like, boom, there's a pony in the room. And you like, I got, it. Right, you can do all that. So, I mean, I think, and then I think the other big thing that we have to think about is that we're going into an era of abundance. There's going to be AI, cool
things are making it easier and faster to do stuff.
Right. Just like that wonder.
Yeah.
That wonder dynamics for you and I to do that in, say, like, the movie Avatar would be $1.4 million.
Yeah.
To do that effect.
Right.
That effect shot.
Right.
That was like 30 seconds. Right.
Yeah.
And so now you and I have that capability for like, can to dry and a couple packs of Skittles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that transformation is coming to the user. That's like seriously powerful, but it also means there's a lot of noise. So today, business owners and entrepreneurs need to breathe. They need to take time for themselves and stay organized. And then they need to network and connect and then decide how they use technologies if they want to pursue these technologies. This trend doesn't force us there. It will create a separation of power though, just like, you remember the days when like your friend didn't have an Xbox, but you have one, right? Or the days when you had broadband or someone had broadband, and you didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's going to be another one of those kind of eras.
Mm-hmm.
And
like the first TV in the neighborhood back then. And then now you're going to have the first really cool augmented reality.
Right.
in your house.
Right, right.
Because you're going to have the cameras in the four corners.
Completely.
It's going to totally just broadcast.
It's, some of the things are completely amazing. Like I was looking at a spell one where the person like had fire in their hand and they were able to throw it against the wall like a true like Harry Potter spell and pull it back. And then the wall would recreate itself. Remember in Harry Potter, they could blow the room apart. And then with one click, the whole room would come back together. You'll be able to do that because it's going to match your current reality, replicate it. And then when you expect it to be blown up, it's going to say, copy these objects and move them and erase what the current view was. It's going to play that in real time. So it's
going to be cool stuff, man.
Super amazing.
And hey, by the way, anybody out there that has a company that wants to find a place to put a really cool charger area for your cars, I got a great property right off of 23 in Delaware. Feel free to rent it from me. Just give me a call. Just trying to make money. All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
I got one really nice last story because I honestly believe that this story really exemplifies how some businesses get started.
Yeah.
And this story is out of Cincinnati, Business First in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
The headline is Formerly Homeless Ohio Mother Becomes Business Owner and Helps New Entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, formerly homeless Ohio mom turned her struggle into business. Now she's trying to make sure others don't end up the same way and become entrepreneurs. So her name is Nahamani Yisrael, and she's a mother of two. She runs her own business building websites. How she got to that point is that she hit her lowest. She was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think a lot of times when people start going down a low road and they're feeling like they're crashing, you don't think there's a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's the end and what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
But truthfully, open your mind up at those times, figure out what your true passion is, like this lady did.
Yeah.
And now she's not only is she thriving, but she's helping others thrive.
Yeah.
And I love that story.
Yeah. I love that too, because it's that's part of the vulnerability trend. You know, this is one of the super skills that's actually helping people not only discover their voice, but discover their confidence. And it's basically being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. She didn't have to walk through that story and talk about she went through a divorce and she found her chumbas, but it's part of her cornerstone as to how she pushed through. Everybody has a cornerstone story like this that allows them to push through. Luckily, in our life, we get to meet the people that actually do push through, to help us, give us the courage so that we can push through, you know? And that's what it's about. That's great.
Yeah, and I love that she's working Cincinnati Graduates Program.
Yeah.
And she's hiring them to come and work to help them get started and doing that's whatever their dream is.
I like that last line. No matter where you are in your darkest point, there is light. You have to keep going.
Yeah.
And that's how it is, folks. Keep going, America.
Keep going. Thanks for listening.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to Midwest Momentum on your favorite podcast site and great radio stations across Ohio, like WWCD 92.9 in Franklin, Licking, and Delaware counties, and WDLR heard in Delaware, Union, and Marion counties. Now, let's hear what's coming up next week.
Coming up in our next episode, we are going to talk to Alan Kinder about finances and how you can kind of get your finances under control. A lot of times we see people with great ideas for businesses, but their finances aren't that great, so they think they can't even start. Well, Alan's here to tell you how you can get those under control and how you can turn things around so that you can have the finances. So, you're going to want to listen. Episodes, you can go to MidwestMomentum.tech. Keep up your momentum. See you next time.
Yar, mateys. Welcome back to Get Your Rock. And thanks for listening. Yar, I be the pirate of America, you see. AI is changing the world, and it's time for you to get your business on it. So why don't you give us a call here to Get Your Rock, and we'll get you in to see.
We'll definitely get you a story. Get Your Rock Media is all about helping businesses tell their story digitally. We're going to connect you with the tools that will help you reach your audience and tell your story. We love stories here at Catch a Rock, from startups to entrepreneurs, mavens and mavericks. Check out our website, catcharock.com, fill out our form, and we look forward to helping you get to next.